Well, good morning, West Texans. All you good, fine, friendly folks out there who wish you were. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. We will take you till 1 o'clock today. Turn morning into afternoon here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. It's either or Thursday. You could be texting in now, 806-855-3712. Life usually not black and white. Sometimes there's a gray area. Not today. We give you two questions, one sports, one non-sports. It's an either-or type discussion on that. A lot of baseball to look at. Texas Tech finished off the sweep. Nice style yesterday over Grand Canyon, 11-6, and the cash bashing just keeps on going. And it is really an interesting, fantastic season that he is putting together. One for the record books, quite literally, right now. So we'll visit with you about Texas Tech baseball. We have some Major League Baseball news with the A's. They're not announcing they're going to Vegas. They just bought some land. They're making a land deal north of Allegiant Stadium that maybe they could. It's a very A's-y type thing what they're doing here. 20 years of doing this dance. Call me when they actually move to Vegas. David Collier is not moving to Vegas. The man who directs content of a sporting nature on KMAC 28 and Channel 13 will join us in the second hour to discuss a little baseball, no doubt. So all that, anything else that is on your mind, we want to hear from you today. 806-855-3712. If you're not listening online, you can. It's easy for now. KKM.com, download the app. Do it now. Operators are standing by. You follow the station on Twitter at Talk1039. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt at Ryan Hyatt Media. This show never ends. We're constantly with you on social media, whether on Twitter there, on our website, theraiderland.com, where we archive pretty darn near everything we do. So check it out. If you miss our daily broadcast in the evening online show, you can watch the replay there at theraiderland.com. Hey, we're even on Facebook, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland. So go follow, subscribe to that. He's Rob Bro at Rob Bro Show on Twitter, one third of the Gambling Gauchos, the singular one and only host, sort of the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2. Happy Thursday. Now it feels like, okay, yesterday I felt like the week was kind of flying by. Now I feel like, man, this feels like Friday today.
It does.
I have no idea what day it is anymore.
It's Thursday.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Friday. I know a guy who's moderately recently retired, you know, and he's just like, literally, there are no days of the week. There is no Monday. There is no weekend. There is I'm like, I would love to experience that at some point. I would that would be very nice. So let's get some topics out there for you so we can get rolling today. And we do have kind of legitimate breaking news this morning out of a breaking news standpoint. But on either or Thursday, we get you going. The first one is quite simply this. Either crispy taco or soft taco. The taco battle, the taco war, the unending question. That given your choice, which one do you choose? Now, I know many people, Rob, like to say, well, it depends. All right, that's fine. It depends. But today, either crispy taco or soft taco, which team are you on? And in honor of the Rob Bro Show, it's Thursday, one of our favorite days of the week on the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2. Power rank fast food tacos. Everybody's got a taco these days. I think even Burger King has a taco. Did I see that right? Maybe one of the times going through the Burger King line that they actually had some sort of...
Is it back?
Was it gone? Was it there? And it's left maybe?
Years ago.
It's been a while.
Years ago, they've had a Burger King taco.
What
a stop. It was like the Jack in the Box taco.
Yeah. I just vaguely remember seeing one on a menu one time going, I didn't come here for Taco King. I came here for Burger King. So you can power rank fast food tacos if you so choose. That is the first one, 806-855-3712, to get on that on the text line. The second one is a little more expansive, obviously. We go the sports route. Apropos of nothing other than last night, me seeing some highlights of Bo Jackson, then being reminded of just the greatness of Bo Jackson and what could have been had it not been for the hip injury. Today, we'll pair off two on this. Bigger could have been stories. Bigger, what might have been, either Bo Jackson or former Texas Ranger Josh Hamilton. Yeah, Bo Jackson, the two-sport athlete. Josh Hamilton, an amazing athlete. Both careers derailed different reasons, injury and self-inflicted injury on the part of Josh Hamilton. That Hamilton, obviously, with a lot of personal demons issues and otherwise, Jackson doing everything right, and just the luck of the draw, he has a hip injury, and that's the end of that. And he still comes back and plays baseball after a hip injury. Unbelievable. But what could have been for both of them for different reasons? Which one is the bigger what could have been story? And if you want to throw into on this one, like what do you consider the what might have been story all-time Texas Tech? When it comes to Texas Tech athletes, I think we should focus singular athletes. The biggest team, what might have been story, will always be the 2020 baseball team. Rob, are we in agreement on that? That the COVID baseball team, that
three freshman All-Americans,
just
the opportunities abound,
loaded with talent. The pitching was there and healthy. That from a team standpoint, that is the ultimate what might have been, in my opinion. There are others that were derailed by injury. That, and you can't say what might have been if they just didn't win. You know, that's different. There has to be an extenuating circumstance. But either Bo Jackson or Josh Hamilton, which do you consider the bigger what might have been and why? Power rank your fast food tacos today, either crispy taco or soft taco. What do you got? 806-855-3712 for you to jam up the text line. You got thoughts on baseball? We want to hear it. But the breaking news this morning, multiple reports. I think I first saw it from Mason over there at Channel 28. The basketball tournament is doing exactly what you and I said last summer, Rob, the basketball tournament should do, and that's play games in Lubbock, Texas. And coming this summer, the Air Raiders will be playing basketball at United Supermarkets Arena in the basketball tournament. And there may be some people kind of scoffing and go, ah, it's just, no. This is a big deal. This thing has turned into one of the highlights of summer sports, professional or otherwise, around the country. It's blown up.
Lubbock is already on pace to break the single-day record for the waiting list of ticket signups. The record for a basketball tournament attendance, I think, is 7,700.
Oh, they'll blow by that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, you might get to 10.
You might sell out.
And that's just with Matt Mooney, Davide Moretti, and
Tariq Owens
listed.
Those three are, by the way, committed to play for the Air Raiders.
Brandon Francis has already quote tweeted it. I would assume he'll be back in the rotation.
Wouldn't be shocked if Norris Odiasi is a part of this endeavor.
And right now, I'd have to look at his contract, but I think Jarrett Culver could play.
Zaire Smith could play.
Yeah, I think he played last year.
He did, didn't he?
I think so.
Or was he scheduled to play and maybe he wasn't able to?
I think that was Tariq Owens.
Okay.
Or Norris. That was Norris.
That was Norris who was scheduled but then couldn't. Yeah. That's a big deal, folks. You'll have high-level summer basketball. And by the way, you know what the United Supermarkets are in? It's air-conditioned. I'll just say right now, I guarantee you, one of the sessions will sell out. And I'm not sure which, you know, the other teams. We don't know the other teams that might be coming to Lubbock right now. I don't think that's been announced on anything that I have seen.
It is generally very regional. So
very much.
Like if Albuquerque, if the New Mexico has a team.
Stillwater.
Stillwater has a team.
What if Austin had a team?
Yeah.
You know? I just think this is eminently cool. This is one of the coolest things.
Yes.
One-off type deals that I think Lubbock has had a chance to have. And watching it the last couple of years, we looked around, and both you and I, again, last summer were saying, this would be huge in Lubbock. You would have massive turnout. So that's a cool thing. Got that going for us today. We got baseball to talk about. We will do just that. It's either or Thursday. You guys get on the text line, 806-855-3712, either crispy taco or soft taco. And because it's Power Rank Thursday on the Rob Bro Show, you can power rank fast food tacos today. And then the bigger could have been story, either Bo Jackson or Josh Hamilton, what do you got for us today? 806-855-3712. Texter on the text line. Coach of the TBT team should be Casey Perrin. He was GA during Beard's run and still has a relationship with those guys. Now an assistant coach at University of Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns. Helped them get into the NCAA tournament this year. Yeah, I have no idea who might end up being the coach. Was that Luke Adams last year that coached the...
Yes.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah, I don't think he'll be coaching this year, so.
No, I don't TBT. Think so.
Our resident trucker in Raiderland is checking in today. Not the first one in, by the way, Doughboy. Guns up trucking if you see him. Honk, wave, guns up. In South Texas, headed home, load in the morning, then back to South Texas to end the week. Then retirement party for my uncle, second retirement. First was 22 years in the Air Force, colonel in the Air Force. Thank you for your service. This one is a federal park ranger. You ever thought about being a park ranger?
No.
No?
Not a single time.
I caught one the other day, that micro series, How America Works. And I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's eminently fascinating. It's really cool. And he did a feature on park rangers, national parks, and what they do. And I was pretty good until it got to the part where you're cleaning the public restroom and you're trying to get the bees and the wasp out of the public restroom. And I'm like, I'm not opposed to cleaning a restroom. I think everybody should have to clean a restroom once a week. I'm not being funny here. I think from a, not a humble standpoint, but a, you know, remind yourself there's work to be done. But if you throw the bees and the wasp in the outdoor Johnny there at the park, screw that. I'm gone.
Did you see Cocaine Bear?
No, I have not.
That's why I don't want to be a park ranger.
Yeah?
Yeah. Cocaine bears.
Cocaine bears? Just sounds nasty.
It's because it is. Ray Liotta's final movie.
Ooh. Yeah, that's right. He's not making any new ones, is he?
No, he's not.
We got to take the time out. It's either or Thursday. Jump on the text line, 806-855-3712. Either crispy tacos or soft tacos, and then you can power rank the best fast food tacos. Bigger could have been story, either Bo Jackson or Josh Hamilton, who you got and why. Anything else on your mind? We do want to hear from you. We got you till 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Love is like a bomb, 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 bomb.
It's 11:20. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Taking it till 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios on ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. Question of the day. It's either or Thursday, either crispy tacos or soft tacos. Which one do you choose and why? And then in honor of the Rob Bro Show, Power Rank Thursday. Power Rank fast food tacos for us if you want to. Bigger could have been story, either Bo Jackson or Josh Hamilton. Both careers derailed. Vastly different reasons. And if you want to expand and give us either some of your favorite could-have-beens or maybe the biggest could-have-beens at Texas Tech, you can do that. Baseball on your mind? We'll talk a lot about Red Raider baseball. And then the announcement of the basketball tournament coming to Lubbock this summer. Imminently cool. David Collier next hour, so just keep your thoughts and questions for David Collier to yourself. 806-855-3712. Stacking up on the text line, Rob. Texter says, Texas Tech might have been senior sack, Gabe Rivera. Yeah, I figured that was going to be up there, top of the list. For those who don't know, first-round pick Steelers, injured in a car accident, DUI, believe he was in a Corvette, paralyzed waist down rest of his life. Was thought of as a revolutionary down lineman, his athleticism, his speed, size, everything. He was a different animal, to be sure. Texter's power ranking tacos. West Coast chain Rubio's Tacos. It really does depend, but if push comes to shove, soft corn is preferred. Another texter, soft tacos. You soft people.
Yeah, it's here's my deal. Soft, there's a soft taco, which would be a flour soft taco.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crispy, which would be the hard shell. And then there's a street. Mm-hmm. A street taco would be what everybody's saying is a soft taco.
Is a soft taco.
So I think in between the two, white people taco night tacos, I would go crispy.
I'm a team crispy guy. Yeah. Given the choice, I like a crispy taco better than a soft taco. Now, hear me out. I'm nothing against the soft taco, right? But I feel like every time I've had a soft taco, that what I really wanted was fajitas.
Yeah. If I'm in the Mountain Time Zone, I'm probably eating a soft taco because it's closer to a street taco.
Texter on either or Thursday, biggest what could have been story, either Bo Jackson or Josh Hamilton. Texter says, I'd say Josh Hamilton. If Nelson Cruz would have caught that ball in the World Series, Hamilton would have been a part of the Rangers' first World Series winning team. Yeah, he would have been. Integral part. Let's see. Texter, hey guys, checking in from Brady. Soft tacos, fire tortillas, hold the flavors in better. And I got Bo Jackson. If he wouldn't have got hurt, he probably could have gotten MVP in two different sports. Yeah. And oh yeah, by the way, Bobby Jackson is trying out for the archery team for the Olympics. The man can do it all, Bo Jackson. Voice to text. Okay, I don't know if this is true or not regarding Bo Jackson, but if it is said about Bo Jackson, right, I believe it's true. And talking about the archery thing, it is said that he can, with a compound bow, hold it with one foot and draw it back with his right foot.
Huh.
That he can steady the compound bow in between his big toe, I guess, you know, and the whatever you call the other toe, and then draw back the tension using his other foot. Rob, I don't know if that's true, but I desperately want that to be true in my heart.
Yeah.
Can't you picture him just sitting in an easy chair, drawing it back, laying back, and then firing it out there at the, you know, target next to the TV,
honestly,
where he's playing Tecmo Bowl?
Honestly, no. I can't picture that, but seems exciting.
Anyhow, either Bo Jackson or Josh Hamilton, the bigger could-have-been story. You can give us the biggest could-have-beens, might-have-beens, Texas Tech-related if you want to. Either crispy tacos or soft tacos, and it's Thursday, so you power rank things around here. Power rank fast food tacos today. So many places, not just taco places, but everybody else seems to be in the taco business these days, so you can power rank your favorites. 806-855-3712. You got to use the 806. It goes to the angry man in Florida. He will not respond, even if you text nicely. So it's 806-855-3712. Texas Tech baseball winning yesterday. If we were power ranking Gavin Cash right now on top power hitters in the country, he'd be pretty much at the top of the list, I think. You know what was most impressive about yesterday, Rob?
What was that?
Into the wind.
Those were two true home runs.
You know? I mean, the Hudson White, Jack, was not wind-aided. I think that would have been out no matter what. But it certainly benefited from the breeze that had picked up during the game.
Sure.
But Gavin Cash hits home runs that are not into the prevailing wind at Dan Law Field. Now, he's going to get helped out a little bit this weekend. Heaven forbid that, Baylor. Because tomorrow night, and then maybe more so Saturday, if that wind's out of the north, it's going to send things out to right field. You're going to have a better carry to right field than you typically get this time of year, maybe for two out of the three games, maybe all three games. But I just still sit back in awe, Rob, and it's so hard to compare. We talk about comparing eras in sports. College baseball is really difficult because of the massive changes in technology. It's not just guys are bigger, stronger, faster. It's that they're using a completely different bat than what Joe Dillon got to use. Now, Joe Dillon was a legit hitter. He proved it. He went to the major leagues. He was not a fluke. A lot of these guys that are on this list that he is climbing up on the single season list, those guys played pro ball. Those guys played major league baseball in many instances. So that's not to say that the 33 home runs that Joe Dillon put up were a fluke. But if he were swinging today's bat, is that 33-27? You know?
Right.
Is it 26? Where is that number? And if Joe heard me saying this, he'd probably whip my butt. And he still could. He's not that old. But I look at what Cash is doing, and wherever he ends up, and there are no asterisks in any of this. You end up where you end up on the list. But if the pace continues a little bit and he ends up in the wherever he ends up, right? It's going to be hard for me not to consider this the most impressive power hitting season of any Red Raider. All factors considered.
Yeah, it's certainly the best since Jace Young in 2021.
Right.
He is now two home runs away from tying Jace Young, which right. we all at the time thought was incredible.
With 17 regular season games to go.
And he's batting in the five hole.
And he's hitting over 400.
I mean, it's ridiculous. He legitimately is a Golden Spikes Award watch list guy. If you hadn't got swept by Texas.
Yeah.
And I think in 2 weeks he will be. If you can win five of your next six Big 12 games.
Agreed. And that's, I mean, individual honors, okay, they're one thing. But if this team continues to play well and does insert themselves back into the national conversation, somebody right now is going, hey, they're ranked 16th, man. Yeah, they got an RPI of 59, and they're a 3 seed right now in the NCAA tournament. That will only help guys like Cash get on some award list, and rightfully so.
I mean, he is up there in home runs. He's third in the nation in hits. He's batting 400. RBIs are up there. It's not like he's just hitting home runs.
No. 806-855-3712. Either Crispy Tacos or Soft Tacos. Bigger could have been story, either Bo Jackson or Josh Hamilton. 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. You listen on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM, News Money Sports. Question of the day, it's either or Thursday, so you got to make a choice. Either Crispy Tacos or Soft Tacos, which one do you choose? And then with it being Power Rank Thursday on the Rob Bro Show, Power Rank fast food tacos if you want to. 5-1, 1-5, 3-1, whatever it is. Bigger could have been story, either Bo Jackson or Josh Hamilton, which one and why? And then you can just give us some of your biggest what could have been stories in the world of sports, Texas Tech or otherwise. Want to hear from you about Red Raider baseball. We talked about Gavin Cash. We need to talk about the electric Vuzaloo going on right now with Vuletich. And then with Dylan Carter coming back, you have a great problem now. How do you get all these bats into the lineup and where's everybody going to play? That and some really, I thought, some impressive pitching here, really going back over the last 10 games, for the most part, for Texas Tech, from guys you really want to see it. So, 12 games left in the Big 12. How many do you think they win? You can tell us what you think the record is the rest of the way. Big 12 play, if you want to. 806-855-3712. David Collier in hour number two. And, yes, the basketball tournament is coming to Lubbock this summer, so you'll get to watch the Air Raiders play out there at United Supermarkets Arena. All right, jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. Texter is breaking it down this way on the either-or. Soft tacos for breakfast, crispy for lunch or dinner. Yeah. There you go. Texter, congratulations to Cash. Those batting statistics are amazing. Hope he wins a national award. If the team continues to play well, he'll have a shot for sure, 100%. Texter, the Rangers win again. Just keep on winning. How often can the Rangers play the Royals?
Yeah, well, you say that as a joke, but they play the Reds.
I know.
It's who are not, also bad.
It's not getting any
they
tougher.
They get the A's in division.
Who are the worst multiple times.
And then I think you're as good or better than the Mariners and the Angels. Plus, the Astros are starting slow. I think they'll be better, but I mean, you're in a really good position.
I mean,
you're on pace to win 108. You're not going to.
No.
You're not going to.
But 85, 87 is not unrealistic with this start.
Right.
That you have played yourself into that. And we talked about preseason with the Rangers that using a couple of advanced statistical analytic type deals with runs that they basically left on the table last year, expected run value, that they were one of the worst in the big leagues, that they were shy about 9 wins a year ago on this, and that typically you see teams that are shy multiple wins, one of two things. They were really bad, or they were really good, and it was unsustainable in certain game situations, game outcomes, that it was just unlikely that the team was going to win 125 games. So, like, the Dodgers were on that list last year of what could have been, but it was because they were really good, and they were in that situation. The Rangers were on the list because they were very futile in many opportunities to win games. Long story short, you combine that number, and I hate to use regression to the mean because that's really not the statistical way to apply this, but just say, hey, if you got a few more of those that you didn't get last year, plus you add in that you're a better team, you factor that in, that you're going to win a few more games because you're better.
Yeah.
And the schedule, the teams around you going down, that's how you go from over 81 and 82.5 expected win preseason to now 85, 87, 89.
And you're also going to go through stretches where you play the Yankees and the Rays and the Guardians and some of these teams.
You'll have
good,
a 3-for-7 week coming up.
But the start has been really, really strong, and the Rangers have not beaten bad teams lately.
No, they were the bad team.
Right. So the fact that you're beating bad teams is good, and I'm more impressed by the sweep, right, than a lot of other things. Even beating the Astros 2 out of 3, that's a really good series win, but to sweep a team in the major leagues is, you know, it's not real common.
It's kind of a mentality.
Yeah, absolutely.
It truly is. That you're not taking a day off. All right, we got our 2 out of 3. Hey, we're doing pretty good here. Can we also maybe put in a word for Bruce Bochy and seeing legitimate managerial skills on display again? And not just during the game, I think, but also just how to go about being a pro. How to go about being a big leaguer with, you know, some young guys obviously in the mix on this. And, I mean, you got your, you know, it's not like they're all 25-year-old guys. I'm not saying that, 24-year-old guys. But the previous manager, whose name shall not be mentioned, do you think he was able to impart anything on those guys about how to be a real big leaguer, about how to do it day to day? No.
No.
Unless it was on a laptop and he went and showed him. And it says right here that... hey, this is what you should probably do. I'm not saying it because I really have no knowledge myself. Who would have thought managing matters? Texters on the text line, 806-855-3712. Crispy, love street tacos, but to me they aren't tacos in the classic sense. They should be called something else. That's where our good old West Texas Tex-Mex heritage comes in.
Traditional sex.
Actually, it's the crispy taco that is
it's not opposite, really
the traditional taco.
That's amazing.
What is this mess?
We're in Lubbock.
A texter says the biggest what-if for Tech all time, Gabe Rivera, had Hall of Fame potential. Bo Jackson, the bigger what-if of the two you mentioned, says Jeff in Houston. It's either or Thursday. Bigger could have been, what might have been story, either Bo Jackson or Josh Hamilton. We're also, you can just give us some of the bigger stories in general or relate it to Texas Tech. I think another one, and this again was completely, well, okay, there was injury involved, but it then became just completely self-inflicted after that. And that would be the what might have been with Tech running back Timmy Smith from the early 80s. Dynamite running back out of Hobbs. The first time, Rob, I remember hearing the name Timmy Smith, he came to Lowry Field and played against Monterey, and I'm almost certain the number was 311 yards rushing that he put up against the Plainsmen. And that wasn't a bad Monterey team or anything.
Right.
I mean, that was the legit, you know, legit good team there. And I want to say, and somebody listening may remember, recall, or otherwise, but I'm serious. It was like 311 yards. He ends up at Texas Tech. He's great. He gets hurt against, I want to say, New Mexico. That literally going in for a touchdown, he starts maybe to celebrate or something, tweaks his knee, ends up with a knee injury, rehabs, finally gets to the NFL, and he's the Washington Redskins running back in the Super Bowl with Doug Williams against the Broncos. They're in the old fun bunch where they kind of get down and then just absolutely go off and destroy the Broncos. And he holds the Super Bowl rushing record after that game at 200 and whatever it was. That was back in the old days when Tech could say that they had the all-time bowl game record with James Gray in the All-American Bowl and the all-time Super Bowl rushing record with Timmy Smith. Well, his life begins to unravel in a string of just obviously poor personal choices. At one point, Rob, he ends up on the top 10 most winned deadbeat dads in New Mexico. But his last, like, appearance was at one of Jimmy Johnson's first camps in Dallas down at St. Edward's. And he shows up fat, overweight, you know, out of shape. I don't know that he lasted maybe two practices. And I think that's the last we ever saw of him. And then he went back to being kind of one of the most New Mexico's most wanted on deadbeat dad stuff. Now, obviously, there was a little bit of injury involved, but most of it was just... I'm not going to say which Tech coach told me this. You might be able to guess. But the line he used was, he was the ultimate knucklehead. No, jughead. He was the ultimate jughead. Biggest jughead I ever met. And this coach had met a lot. That's Jeff in Houston on the either-or texter on the text line. Who does Tech play next? Are the next games Big 12 games? Well, we have looked at the schedule, and they're playing Baylor Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Danlaw Field. Abilene Christian after that. Then is it K-State?
Yes, in Manhattan.
Yeah,
ACU.
ACU on a Tuesday.
In Abilene.
At Manhattan, home for Sam Houston State for three. May 9, Abilene Christian, West Virginia, May 12th in West Virginia. And you close it out against Kansas at home on the 18th for the weekend series.
Yeah, and if you notice, you're not taking any time off for...
No finals break.
Finals breaks, which they kind of fight with, I think.
Yeah, that is... Man,
seems like every other year they have to take off.
That got started back in the 90s. That was an outgrowth of the old Byron Hansford and some of the NCAA, probably just different things. And it really derailed many a Tech baseball team, killing late momentum. It was not good. You can work around it, you know? Texter, the Taco Villa type with a soft flour tortilla filled with refried beans wrapped around a crispy corn tortilla filled with either steak, pork, or chicken and sharp cheddar and veggies. Green chili salsa or pico. They have just built their own taco here, Rob. They've not even just said crispy or soft or power-ranked fast food tacos. No, they have gone out and they've built their own. Is it Taco Bell that has the one where they wrap the tortilla and the refried beans around the crispy shell? Do they do that too?
Yeah, there's one, or
I'm sure a lot of people
do. They do the cheese one.
Yeah.
Where there's like melted cheese in between. I don't think I've ever had one of those.
Texter, I say yes to all the tacos. If I have to choose, I go soft. Taco Cabana has a pretty legit fast food taco. And the Raiders finish out the Big 12 at 8-4. That won't be good enough. If you finish 8-4, you are a dead solid 3 seed going to a bad place. 10-2 is the minimum, Rob, in my opinion. I'll say it right now. Texas Tech needs to sweep Baylor. They don't have to. Their season's not over. Texas Tech needs to sweep Baylor. They need to win all three games. Your RPI will go down this weekend by playing Baylor. They're infinitely worse RPI-wise at about 163 or whatever than Grand Canyon.
But your efforts to be in the top two of the Big 12, absolutely you need to sweep Baylor.
Yeah.
There's two wolves inside of you, Ryan.
There are.
There's two conversations to be had here. There's the pure record conversation, which
correct.
Matters.
Yes.
And there's the RPI conversation, which matters. But they're two separate conversations that really don't matter at the same time. Because depending on what happens in the room in the selection committee, it's either hardline RPI for a team or, yeah, but they did this. And they're averaging 10 runs a game. And they have this kid named Gavin Cash. And they're really a two seed. They just kind of got victimized by their schedule. And look how they finished. Look, they finished, you know, 14 out of 15 in their last Big 12 series. They won every Big 12 series except the one they got swept in. Like, that's the kind of stuff where, you know, rarely the RPI can kind of be overlooked. But it's, you have to finish strong. You have to sweep Baylor. You have to sweep Kansas. And you have to win in Morgantown or Manhattan or both.
Tech needs you in the committee room.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take the final timeout, hour number one of two. Jam up the text line, 806-855-3712, either your crispy taco or soft taco, and then you can power rank fast food tacos if you want to, because it's Power Rank Thursday on the Rob Bro Show coming up from 1 to 2. And then the bigger could-have-been story, either Bo Jackson or Josh Hamilton, which one and why? 806-855-3712. Quick break. We'll finish up hour number one strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Action update on Talk 1340. Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Three games on the NBA playoff schedule tonight. The 76ers visit the Nets. Brooklyn, a 4.5-point underdog at home, paying plus 175 on the money line. The over-under, 209.5. Philadelphia leads the best of seven, 2-0. Sacramento leads Golden State 2-0. Game three tonight in San Francisco. Golden State's a 5.5-point favorite at home, minus 230. The Kings plus 195. The over-under, 239. The Clippers are a 2.5-point underdog at home against Phoenix, paying plus 120. Phoenix minus 140, the over-under 226.5. The series tied 1-1. Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
Final segment, hour number one of two. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro here in the Arctic Air Studios. Got you till 1 o'clock on ESPN 960 San Angelo and Lubbock Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. A not-to-be-missed Rob Bro show comes your way from 1 to 2 today. As we would say in the 80s, a very special Rob Bro show from 1 to 2 today. 806-855-3712, either or Thursday, either crispy tacos or soft tacos. And then in honor of Power Rank Thursday on Rob's show, Power Rank fast food tacos, top five, top three, whatever. Bigger could have been story, either Bo Jackson or Josh Hamilton. Tech baseball on your mind, we want to hear from you there. What do you think they do in the final Big 12 games? You got 12 Big 12 games left. How do you think the Red Raiders do? And David Collier will join us in hour number two for no reason. Texter, are you kidding me, Ryan? Crispy all day. DQ Tacos, Roses, Taco Villa, and Taca Casa in that order. And finally, Bo knows. We all know, or knew. One of the greatest ad campaigns of all time, too. Texter, Tech Baseball goes 14-3 down the stretch, 9-3 conference record to finish, 41-15 record going into the Big 12 tournament. That magical 40 win number might get you a two. A plane's been in Dallas. The Rangers are also 5-1 against last year's World Series participants, 3-0 against the Phillies, 2-1 against the Astros. Hang a banner. Texter, okay, I'll take a hit on the previous text. This is one talking about street tacos, and they aren't tacos in the classic sense. We kind of had some fun. Even though I'm a transplanted Yankee, I should have known better. Great show, guys. On the crispy soft thing, don't mean to wear up my welcome, but Taco Casa Crispy Super Taco is a great taco. I concur.
Yeah, Hyatt's a fan of those.
A huge fan. They have, I mean, it's a super taco first.
Yeah.
It says it in its name. It backs it up. It's large-ish,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's large enough where you get the proper layering of the taco meat, your lettuce, and the cheese. The cheese is perfect.
I'm place dependent, we'll call it.
Yes.
On whether I go crispy or soft.
Yeah.
Because there are some places that just have better or bad crispy or soft tacos.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah.
It's just you know what you're
going to
get.
Yeah, like if I'm going to Roses on Taco Tuesday, going soft.
Yeah. I guess this is on the either or and could have been stories for Texas Tech. A texter put in Lloyd Hill. I disagree from this standpoint. It just didn't work out for Lloyd.
Yeah.
He just wasn't good enough.
No, didn't get in the right situation.
Yeah, it just didn't happen. It wasn't that there was an injury, that something bad happened in his life, that, you know, just that vagary of what. It just didn't work out. It's a little bit like James Gray, that after a great college career, he goes to camp with the Niners, maybe. A little bit of an ankle injury. But he just wasn't quite fast enough. He just wasn't quite good enough at the next level, as great as he was as a college running back.
Do you know Lloyd Hill's son plays in the Big 12 next year, football?
Yeah.
BYU.
Yes, I'd forgotten about that.
Might run into Lloyd Hill in Provo.
Indeed. Texter says, any taco as long as there is spicy mustard. Spicy mustard, 11:57 today.
He's back.
Spicy mustard returns. The prodigal mustard has come home, so to speak. 806-855-3712 to get in. You can power rank tacos today, fast food tacos, either crispy taco or soft taco, which is your go-to. Bigger what could have been story, either Bo Jackson or Josh Hamilton. We're also finding out what you think about Texas Tech baseball the rest of the way. Four Big 12 series.
Yeah, remain.
I'm not sure what was going to come out of my mouth, by the way, when I got to the 12 portion of that.
Yeah.
12. 10-2 needs to be the record.
Yes.
10-2 needs to be the record.
Yeah.
Starts with a sweep this weekend. I'm always reticent to say it's not a must-win. Your season's not over if you don't. But for this team to do what I think they're capable of doing, what to maximize their potential, you have to sweep Baylor.
Yeah,
you just have to.
You need to sweep somebody at home. Might as well do the next one. And then if you sweep Baylor, a sweep on the road would be amazing. I'd probably opt for West Virginia at that point.
Right.
If I get to pick.
Biggest bang for your buck right there.
If I got to pick two sweeps, if I could just will them into existence, it would be Baylor and West Virginia.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Because road sweep's going to look great, and that's the best road sweep you can get. That would be more impressive than Kansas State.
And if I could buy a third, it would be Sam Houston, obviously, but that's not what we're talking about.
Hey, Baylor just beat Sam Houston in midweek. But, yeah.
That was their first road win of the year. They are 1-10 on the road.
28. I think it put them up.
Sweep them.
28 points on the RPI, 28 spots on the RPI with that one win. And they're still in the hundreds. Texter, same for me with Taco Casa and Crispy. Best value around. 806-855-3712 to text in. Quick top of the hour break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro.
No, make no mistake. It's not revenge he's after. It's a reckoning.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, your West Texas sports voice.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Congrats to us. We've done it again. We have turned morning into afternoon. The streak improbably continues. Can't last. Cannot last. Nothing lasts forever. Right, Rob? It's impossible. Got you till 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios, ESPN 960 San Angelo, and in Lubbock, Talk 103.9 FM, News, Money, Sports. It's Thursday. That means either or questions around here. Sometimes sports, sometimes not, sometimes both. Either crispy tacos or soft tacos. Which one do you choose and why? It's Power Rank Thursday on the Rob Bro Show coming up from 1 to 2. So with that in mind, you can power rank fast food tacos. Bigger could have been story. Saw some Bo Jackson highlights. If Twitter was created for nothing else, to just randomly look down at your phone and see Bo Jackson climb an outfield wall and then fire to home plate and get somebody out. That right there is why God had Elon Musk save Twitter. Oh, and today, I guess, is the day that everybody's freaking out because of the blue check mark thing and everything. What a scam that was. Either Bo Jackson or Josh Hamilton, bigger could have been story. Tech baseball, 12 Big 12 games left. What do you think the record will be? If you just want to talk about what you've seen, we hadn't talked about the pitching much, but we'll probably do that with David Collier, who directs content of a sporting nature at Channel 13 and 28 here in a little bit. Also on the Dinger Derby podcast, which I believe you can find that there at stakingtheplains.com. So he'll be around. The big news today, the basketball tournament coming to Lubbock, Texas this summer. Matt Mooney, Davide Moretti, Tariq Owens scheduled to appear. And we have to say that kind of like the golf tournaments have to do the advertisements because, you know, with the golf tournament, somebody might withdraw or miss the cut. So they always in the promos, you know, whatever, scheduled to appear. No longer scheduled to appear, Tiger Woods. Goodness, have we seen the last competitive round of golf being played by Tiger Woods at the Masters on Saturday as he stood there in the cold rain looking like a man who wanted to be anywhere on planet Earth other than the 17th fairway?
I mean, how many times have we said that, though?
I know, but gosh, how much more does the man have to endure? What else does he owe the sporting public? Tiger Woods has done enough. So, yeah, he'll probably be odds-on favorite to win the Masters this next year. All that and whatever else is on your mind, 806-855-3712. We'll hit a couple of text messages. Then we got some tech spring game stuff we probably need to address. Texter on the tacos says, soft corn Bo Jackson, and then 9-3 on the Big 12 record, and also a ranking here, Jack-in-the-Box crispy, Taco Bueno crispy, and the Jack-in-the-Box soft tacos. We got Taco Buenos here again, don't we? Did I dream that? Yeah, they came back to Lubbock. Didn't they? Taco Bueno?
Yeah, they came back.
Yeah, they came back.
Yeah, they already killed it, though.
It was gone again?
Yeah.
Well, that was fast. I guess I'm probably the reason.
That spot, though, that they got into has kind of been notorious. Like, even a Burger King died there.
Oh, over there on West 82nd?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Texter, Taco Casa has a huge taco in a hard shell bowl, the famous taco salad. The amount of cheese is surprisingly good. Beans and taco meat, shredded lettuce. Sign me up. They do it right over there at the House of the Taco. I'm telling you that right now. Tech spring game is this weekend out at Lowry Field. Because, well, they're tearing the dog out of Jones Stadium, and obviously they can't play, and they didn't want to do it on the practice field or the indoor facility. So what's the deal? Do we got tailgating? We got anything going on with this? Or is it just going to be a scrimmage that isn't a scrimmage? Have they released the details?
Yeah, they'll do ones-on-ones, twos-on-twos in the first half, running clock until the final 2 minutes. And then they'll hand out awards.
And then they're bringing back the awards. We appreciate that.
We'll do the red zone breakout, which I would assume will be
treatable?
Ones-on-ones, twos-on-twos. It'll be the old Cliff Kingsbury-style scoring.
Right.
Where the defense can score with a stop or a fumble or an interception, that kind of stuff. And then they'll do a second half of threes and fours, running clock, no stoppage.
Yeah, but is there tailgating?
Yes. Yeah, let me get back to that tweet.
That's all that matters. If there's tailgating, great. If not, again, go if you want to watch. That you're desperate for football, but please come Monday on the Rob Bro Show. Let's not have too many overreactions on anything you see, good, bad, or otherwise.
So it'll be at Lowry Field, Plains Capital Park. Lots open at 10 a.m., gates open at 11. Clear bag policy, obviously in effect. Free and open to the public.
As it should be.
Now, something we were concerned with was the fan zone, the fan experience stuff. Because when it's at the Jones, you have the big bouncy house, the inflatables right there by Gate A, I think. And you have the live music, the DJ or whoever out there.
Yeah, you got your little Raider Alley offset.
Right there by the gate. So you can go up, you know, hang out. That will be there, located in the south parking lot. Inflatables, food trucks, live music, and a tailgate on 70th Street.
So that sounds like the
block party that the Matadors had. Yeah, okay. So on that far end, you'll have a tailgate, which, whatever that means.
Because I have a feeling you won't be able to park in the west lot, say, there at Lowry Field and just set up your tailgate cookers.
No.
And have your beers and everything else, because that was not an option last year for Lubbock Matador attendees. I've got a feeling it's probably the same thing there.
Yeah, there's a little... Hold on, you want me to read the disclaimer?
Yeah, the disclaimer.
No alcohol permitted in LISD parking lots.
There you go. Now remember, that's only for the kids. Only the adults have any out there. It's only for the high school kids. So at least they're having it. They're doing it. You got a chance to go watch it and everything else. The bigger question I have, what the hell is Joey McGuire talking about getting up on a crane? What is this nonsense?
All right, here's a couple things. Somebody came up with the idea for him to climb the crane.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure in the video production, you know, meetings, they said, how incredible would it be to have drone footage of Joey McGuire screaming, let's go, in next year's video open?
Atop a crane.
They're going to climb up there 40 stories or whatever it is. It's going to be incredible. And then they said, you know, hey, Joey, how many retweets to get you to do this? Now, this is all planned out.
Uh-huh.
He lowballs it. 3,000?
Like I said, 3,000, which
Joey,
is nothing.
Joey, you got to say 10.
No.
20.
20. Bidding starts at 20.
If you want your... If this is all for eyeballs on the program, and you're trying to get your spark score up... Yeah.
You and I don't roll out of bed for less than 3,000. 30.
50. I mean, let's go crazy. Get your Lane Kiffin numbers out.
Right.
But anyways, he said 3, and they did that in, what, 4 hours?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Before, I mean, they'd done it by the time I saw the initial tweet, I think.
But Debbie McGuire.
Cooler heads are prevailing on this.
Several times said no. And then Reagan McGuire, his daughter, said, can we wait a few weeks before you do this so you can walk me down the aisle first? So congratulations to Reagan.
Obviously, nobody at Texas Tech Risk Management is privy to the tweets before they go out.
Now, how they set the crane up, I believe it's like one ladder length and then a platform, probably where you reconnect and then you go one ladder length. So
that'd be cool.
I don't think it's dangerous per se for a trained professional.
Right, who does this for a living.
But for a guy who's never done it before, going up there with a buddy.
They just, what you do is you get one of them little Tonka truck type cranes.
Do some forced perspective.
Do some forced perspective. There he is standing atop the Tonka
just
crane.
Just a green screen with a ladder.
Let's go.
Yeah.
You know, and there you go. Raider power from the crane. Luckily, he is a married man, and his wife is obviously the smarter of the two involved in this transaction.
He'll do it.
That's the problem. That's why his wife needs to rein this in right now.
No, it's done. He's going to do it. Mm. But he should have done 5, 10, 15, 20,000 retweets instead of 3.
Yeah, we need some sanity to prevail here.
You got to know your worth, Joey.
That's true. And his staff kind of hosed him on that deal, too. They should have been saying a minimum. I mean, 20 at a minimum.
Yeah.
Minimum. Eh, well. Whatever gets you on Barstool Sports, I guess. You can get it on the text line, 806-855-3712. It's either or Thursday. Here's what we got today. It's taco day. Either crispy tacos or soft tacos. Which one do you choose and why? And then you power rank fast food tacos for us today. Also, bigger... could have been story, the Bo Jackson story if never injured, or the Josh Hamilton story if never a drug addict. There's no other way to say it. And what turned out to be just kind of a sorry human being, allegedly based on
an absolute lowlife,
documents and other things that have come to light over the years.
I think it's more than allegedly.
I'm trying to be the good boy on this one. So either Bo Jackson or Josh Hamilton, the bigger could have been. Now, Josh Hamilton... We saw more than glimpses of both of these athletes at their best. You know, Jackson could have been potentially Hall of Famer two sports. That's not crazy talk. Could have been. Hamilton, when you were, you know, it's not easy to forget, but in the moment when he is kind of coming onto the scene, and even, Rob, you probably remember the stories of him, high school and early professional career, scouts and everybody just drooling, saying, this is the next Mickey Mantle. This is that guy we've been waiting for who can do everything and anything. You want power? Fine. You want a fielder? Fine. One of the best athletes we think we've seen don a baseball uniform in generations. That was the talk around Josh Hamilton.
Yeah.
And he was proving it at the time early on. He was doing things that hadn't been done since fill in the blank, that he was, without the pitching aspect, he was a little bit like Shohei Ohtani there in the early stages. But there was always that dark past. There was always that demon there that you had hoped he had broken it. What would you say were the glory days, glory years of Hamilton around 06?
Josh Hamilton?
Yeah, I'm saying
2010, 2011.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was still going on, but I'm saying like the rise of Hamilton where he was being glorified a little earlier than that, wasn't it? Maybe 08? I'm thinking books are coming out. You know, he's the celebrity who has beat the addiction. He is.
Yeah.
I
want
to put that around 08.
I think it was later, though, because he really rose to fame during those World Series runs.
Yeah.
Maybe 08, 09, 10.
The rise.
11, yeah. And then by 12, he's quitting tobacco and drinking Red Bulls. And
Now the contact lenses are problematic in the day games.
Going to Los Angeles.
The blue eyes can't hit.
He fell off quick, too.
And when it was over, it was over. Obviously vastly different than the Bo Jackson story, but two amazing what could have been stories. Which one's the bigger what could have been story, either Bo Jackson or Josh Hamilton? Either crispy tacos or soft tacos, and you can power rank fast food tacos today. Tech baseball on your mind. They got 12 Big 12 games left. What do you think the record will be? Jam up the text line. If we're not talking about something you want to talk about, this is a good time to get in. 806-855-3712. It's a quick timeout. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 12:21. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you to 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios. Listening in San Angelo on ESPN 960 and Lubbock Talk 103.9 FM, News Money Sports. It's either or Thursday. Tough choices must be made, either crispy tacos or soft tacos. Power Rank fast food tacos if you want to. Because it's Power Rank Thursday for the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9. Bigger could have been story, either Bo Jackson or Josh Hamilton, what might have been? Two derailed, different reasons. Tech baseball on your mind, we want to hear from you. They sweep Grand Canyon. 12 Big 12 games left. What do you think their record will be? I say it needs to be 10-2. Starts with a sweep this weekend. We'll visit with David Collier in a moment from KMAC 28, Channel 13, and also the Dinger Derby podcast. It's a podcast about hats, I think. Some sort of derby. It's, you know, not the name maybe needs some work. 806-855-3712. Texter says no one will ever have a home run derby like Josh Hamilton.
That first round for sure was incredible.
The epic 2008 Yankee Stadium one. He hits 28 bombs in the first round. I mean, compare it to Justin Morneau had 8. Lance Berkman had 8. Ryan Braun, remember him? He had 7. Dan Ugula, 6. Grady Sizemore, 6.
Ugula.
Chase Utley, 5, and then Eva Longoria had 3. He goes 28 in the first round. He's worn out now.
Yeah.
I can't remember how long that lasted. Like, the time frame on it was epic, too. It was like being at a craps table, and somebody goes on an epic heater, and they just are controlling the dice forever, and time stops.
Did he, like, go first or something? Why did he not just bunt the last 4 outs?
I don't know. He hits 4 in the second, 32 to get to the finals, and he gets beat by Justin Morneau 5-3, but with 35 total. The summer of Josh Hamilton right there. I mean, he was owning Major League Baseball right then at that point. And for a few more years until it all, as we said, and it's well documented, falls apart for him. So the bigger could have been story. But I bet if you ask a lot of people, hey, remember the year Josh Hamilton won the home run derby? Oh, yeah, that was a great one. Justin Morneau got it. I think he was the first Canadian to win the home run derby, probably. So I'm torn on these two. By the way, when we've got to answer our own questions, sometimes it's harder for me to answer it, I think, than the audience. That Jackson, you'd seen enough of both, I think, to say that what would have happened would have been pretty epic, all things being equal. I lean towards Jackson just because I think had the injury not happened, we would probably view Bo Jackson today as the greatest American athlete in the last 100 years, in the last 75 years, in the last 50 years. Where do you want to start? Where do you want to go? Jim Thorpe, okay. Jesse Owens, Jackie Robinson, both of those football players, multi-sport athletes. Where do we want to go on that? But that had he played out his entire career on the track that it was looking in the NFL and Major League Baseball, I mean, Deion Sanders, who was Deion Sanders, right? Who was that guy?
Right.
That I believe that that's where we would have ended up. That it would have, and still today, people still today, you know, make the claim, and you can make it, that Bo Jackson is the greatest American athlete in the last 50 years, in the last century, last half of last century, whatever, however you want to, you can make that case. It just would have been, I believe, just drop dead, lock solid on that. With Hamilton, if Hamilton had continued, how many more years would we have given to Hamilton after 2010, 2011? Maybe another, I don't know, 8 or 9? Full 10, it's hard to...
You know, he started so late because of his career path. Got to the Rangers in 2008 and played in 156 games. The next year he played in 85.
Right.
So, I don't know. I always thought his body was falling out. Yeah. Maybe 5 more years of quality baseball.
Maybe. That we wouldn't have looked at him as... He would have had a great little stretch, I think.
He was the best player in baseball in the first half of 2012.
Yeah.
Not even close, really. The best player in baseball. By the end of 2012, he was the worst player in baseball, statistically.
You didn't want him at the plate. Was it at Oakland where they had the playoff?
Yeah, and the ball just landed right beside him.
Yeah. You didn't want him in the game at that point. So I think we would have, if Hamilton had continued, he would have been regarded as one of the greats of all time, but I think it would have been in a very short window of time, and there would have always been, like you said, his body was so beat up and abused by the time he actually got to the big leagues because of his life choices that we never really saw the full potential. Then again, there are still people who say, we never saw the full Mickey Mantle. We never, ever saw the real Mickey Mantle, that after the knee injury at the end of his rookie year, and then the binge drinking and the amazing amount of carousing and nightlife that he did and managed to still play day games. How much better would Mantle have been if he'd come along when they played mainly night games? Almost exclusive night games, because the bar shut down at 2. Now, that doesn't mean you can't stay here, but you got to go home type deal.
Right.
Okay, he still would have partied probably.
He'd still get a couple hours of rest, though.
But, I mean, what are you getting? Another 2 or 3 hours of sleep a day?
Yeah.
I don't mean that flippantly, but that the time frame he played, when you're walking out of there at 6 o'clock in the evening, you literally had all night.
Right.
And he did. So there are those who say we never saw the real Mantle because of things like that.
I think that was the real Mantle. He had the Mantle gene.
Yeah, that's true. 806-855-3712. Texter says, huge sports Saturday in Lubbock. Football at noon, baseball at 2 against Baylor. If you're forced only to choose one, where should the authentic fan go? Practice inter-squad game or conference league game? Go where you want to go.
I'll be at the football game.
I mean, you could go to both. You could go to football last and watch year, the ones for a little bit and then leave.
Last year I did both. Of course, you just walked down from Jones last year.
But yeah. I mean, you got to drive across town, sort of, but...
Yeah, it's right there. It's easy to drive. Get on the loop and then get on the Marsha and you're right there.
Yeah. Not hard to do. You can do both. David Collier allegedly, I sent him a text earlier. Hey, you still good? And I can't give you the response.
We went like an hour and a half with him last night.
Yeah.
Surprised he hadn't called yet. He called like 10 minutes earlier last time.
Nah, he forgets. Bottom of the hour break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Talk 103.9.
Let me run with you tonight. I'll take you on a moonlight ride.
It's 12:35. Got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking it till 1 o'clock today here in the Arctic Air Studios. 1 o'clock on ESPN 960 in San Angelo. And then in Lubbock, Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports from 1 to 2. Rob Bro Show, it's Power Rank Thursday. We are due to visit with David Collier at some point during this segment. Things are sketchy, things are dicey, so... We'll see if he makes it or not. You can get it on the text line, though, 806-855-3712. It's either or Thursday. Crispy tacos or soft tacos, which do you choose and why? And in honor of Power Rank Thursday on the Rob Bro Show, you can power rank your favorite fast food tacos. The bigger could have been story. We ask you that today. Either Bo Jackson or Josh Hamilton. Both immensely talented, both had their careers derailed for vastly different reasons. Which one do you consider the bigger story and why? The bigger what might have been? And if you want to throw out some others as this example, that's fine. That's what I like about Either or Thursday is it kind of spins off into, we could do the tech version of that. We talked about, obviously, Gabe Rivera, Timmy Smith, his what might have been. And it has to be extenuating circumstance. It can't just be, hey, that 2019 Tech basketball team, gosh, what might have been if the last minute had gone different?
What about Tariq Owens, though?
Yeah.
Or Keenan Evans?
Yeah, I know. That's
Keenan Evans in 18, that's a legitimate, probably Big 12 player of the year.
Yeah, maybe that one even more so.
Toe.
Everybody's a little dinged up, but that to me is still kind of falling into
the... He broke his toe and played through it, yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking about the 19, but...
Oh, yeah.
That to me still kind of falls within the game a little bit itself. Evans, though, still a great story, to be sure. As a team, though, 2020 baseball, would probably be right up there. I suppose if you want to put the 18 Evans and, how different that might have looked down the stretch, you could probably factor that in as well. 806-855-3712. Texter on the text line, Jackson, a true sports professional, very uncommon. Hamilton partied it all the way, which is very common, says the texter on that one. 806-855-3712. We've also discussed a lot of Texas Tech baseball today, and hopefully we'll get to do that with David Collier here as we go through to the top of the hour. But much discussion about what Gavin Cash is doing. Rob, Tech's got a... kind of an embarrassment of riches all of a sudden of bats with Dylan Carter coming back, with Vuletich doing what he has done, Ty Coleman coming on strong of late. We already have Bazell doing his thing. It's going to be really interesting to see how Tim Tadlock brings all of the offense to bear this weekend against Baylor. Did you see what I did there?
I don't think Dylan Carter will start and play the series.
I agree with you on that.
I think you'll probably be some defensive replacement type stuff. Though, Gage Harrelson yesterday was doing his best to not give his job up in center field.
And I love that.
Tracking balls to the right and the left, which I was kind of surprised he got to at least one of them. Not that he's been poor defensively, but that was he got an incredible jump and got all the way over. If I was the manager, I'm not. I might be pulling strings and putting Vuletich at second and keeping Ty Coleman where he is and giving Austin Green a mental break.
I think that might not be a bad idea. Vuletich can handle second base no problem. And that bat must be in the lineup, in my opinion.
Yeah. And I guess Coleman and Green are your next two options. You might think of some splits because you have a switch-handed hitter. You might platoon him going against righties and lefties. But
well, and you've asked a lot of Green this year.
Yes.
And he's responded.
Yeah.
He has responded. But as you say, you know, hey, you can get a day off here. You can get a little time on, get rested, because you're going to have him in some form or fashion, I believe, stretch running into the postseason. But at a certain point, there are just guys I don't think you can have out of the lineup, and two of those are Vuletich and Coleman for my money right now. Things may change. And I love the aspect that guys are having to compete. Harrelson has got to, you know, these teams are so much better when playing time is having to be earned each and every day, and that you know if I don't bring it, if I make some bad decisions, or if I don't play hard, I am not going to be out there. That's great. You want to see guys having to battle on Tuesday and Wednesday to try to get to some of the best Texas Tech teams played so good on Tuesday and Wednesday because those guys were trying so hard to get on the field on Saturdays.
Yeah.
On the weekends, you know?
Your pitching was really good in the midweek. And that's a team in Grand Canyon that just scored like 36 runs or something in a weekend against ACU, which is another quality team. Man, I just really impressed with the midweek and the week you just came off of. I think Texas Tech's playing really well right now.
Well, I mean, you mentioned the pitching. We watched what Tabor Fast did on Tuesday. Yesterday, Zane Petty almost is equally impressive. Doesn't quite go as far. Only throws, though, 58 pitches in his four innings. And again, around the zone. Two walks, strikeout. The efficiency that we saw the last two starts by midweek guys of not having high strikeout, not having deep, you know, continual deep counts, that if you told me that either Fast or Petty were going to be even starting, now I think Fast could be in the consideration for the Sunday start against Baylor, depending on what you do over Friday and Saturday, that I'd absolutely have no problem with Tabor Fast right there. I am still incredibly high on Petty, and he had a little rough spot there, but he's come back, and yesterday showed that these young guys are figuring it out. Hey, the fewer pitches it takes me to get out of an inning, the longer I get to stay out here.
Hey, you could legitimately see Fast, Petty, and Rogers. And I know Rogers got lit up a little bit in Oklahoma, but that was really two pitches.
Yeah, it was a couple. It was the get stung by the walk hit batter and then the two bad pitches.
If you could legitimately be in a position, right, with those three guys being pivotal down the stretch, not only do you feel good about the stretch, as I've said before, depending on what happens with this lineup in the draft, you're feeling really good about next year. And I need to quit looking ahead. But
it's easy to do that. I think there's much they can get this year.
I mean, back in 2017, we all really thought that team was great. And that's, you know, Grant Little, Josh Young. You end up losing to Sam Houston, but you didn't really feel bad about losing that regional. I didn't. Because you did.
I did, because I was going to go to
You Omaha. Missed out. You should have been in Omaha. You were hosting a super regardless. But you didn't really feel bad because you had a lot of that team back. And you really thought you were going to be a national championship contender the next year. And you were really good in 18. But, man, as good as you feel about this year, kind of the hits and misses, this team is going to be really good next year, in my opinion.
Yeah. Gurton finished the day yesterday. We talked on Diamond Talk.
Strange.
There were some people. He needed to throw. Having come back Friday, having pitched Friday, He needed to throw a little bit because now you're not using him as your Friday starter.
I was about to say, you just confirmed he's going to stay in the bullpen.
Right.
Is all it was.
Yeah, that he's not starting Friday.
He's not working a public bullpen if he's going to start a game this weekend.
So what did he go yesterday? 35 total pitches.
Yeah.
And he looked like a guy who wasn't completely dialed in. Big lead. Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
I'm getting my work in.
Yeah.
And then when he did get same as Beckel the day before. Then when he got dialed in, it was like, oh, okay, all right, I got you. Don't worry, looking over the dugout. I know. But all that did to me was confirm that was a bullpen session, that he was getting ready at that point for either relief tomorrow or maybe a Saturday roll.
Right.
That as far as the weekend is set, Tim Tadlock said earlier it's going to be Molina on Friday. It's going to be Parrish on Saturday. So you might even be looking at Gurton. He didn't throw a lot of pitches. So I think he would be available for an inning or two on Friday night.
But we talked about
He's better long.
We talked about the premier.
Perfect setup.
The perfect setup would be, you know, Molina going deep,
right,
which we've not seen this year. And then you have Beckel Robinson. And then on Saturday, you have Parrish and Free, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, all of a sudden, you've got your Friday night guy for most of the year in an ability to go long after a Rogers or a Petty or a Fast.
Well, that's the thing. It's all key. But Saturday could be massive if Parrish can deliver you into the sixth inning minimum. And then you do have Free who can go extended innings. But if you can get five or six out of Parrish on Saturday, you could get through. Now, part of this, too, hey, bats, give your pitchers some confidence. Give them some courage. Put early runs up on the board, which is what Tech has done here recently. They've gotten runs in first, second, third inning situations to help out this thing. So go out and give your guys six or seven in the first three. That allows Tadlock to leave a guy like Parrish out there a little bit longer. A little bit longer, we're cool. And then Free can give you three. And now, as you said, you could start almost anybody on Sunday. And I don't mean that in a derogatory manner of any of the arms. But you could literally put anybody out there and just say, hey, what do you got today?
Yeah.
Zane, what do you got? You know.
By the way, Gurton can come in whenever you're struggling.
Hey, Gurton's fine. You know, and then you can do the same thing. Tabor Fast. Tabor, can you give me 9 outs? What can you give me?
And then depending how deep Molina goes, you've got Beckel boomeranging.
I think if Beckel throws under 40 pitches Friday, I would say Beckel seems to me like a guy who is 55 to 60 pitch guy for a full weekend.
Yeah, and you saw that against TCU.
Yeah. Did you get give me 60 pitches any which way but loose? And if that's an effective one inning Friday that gets you, you know, to Robinson or whatever, however we're doing this, then I would say again on Sunday, 6 outs.
Yeah,
he seems very comfortable. By the way, coming in in relief
and coming back
and
in
coming
the game,
back
yeah.
in.
Yeah, because not everybody
after time
does
in the
that.
Dugout because there are a lot of guys that just really don't do it that well.
You've seen Bridges come in and then just get the one out or whatever, because that's your inning.
Yep.
Coombs is a guy I think is a one-inning guy. He's been good, but...
But it's just a one-inning.
Yeah. He'll finish that inning, and then you kind of move on.
Yep. All right, we got to take the final timeout of the day. We got you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. You're listening on ESPN 960 in San Angelo. In Lubbock, Talk 103.9 FM, News, Money, Sports. Quick break. We'll finish up the day strong together. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Final segment of the day, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. We take you to 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios on ESPN 960 in San Angelo, or San Angelo, I'm not quite sure on the pronunciation. In Lubbock, it's Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9, the Rob Bro Show today. A cast of thousands. It is a very special Rob Bro Show that is in the offing, you will not want to change the dial. And if you live outside the area, immediately download the app for KKM.com. 806-855-3712 for you to text in. It's Power Rank Thursday, and we steal that from Rob today. Either or Thursday for us, crispy taco or soft taco, and you can power rank fast food tacos if and you want. Also on either or, the bigger could have been story. Either Bo Jackson or Josh Hamilton. Which one and why would you put that? We've had offshoots of that, bigger, what could have been Texas Tech version of that, anything else that's on your mind. Much baseball to discuss. David Collier has apologized, not profusely. He's apologized, but hardly what I would call profusely for being unable to enjoy his segment on this show.
That interview is one of the greatest all-time what-ifs.
The biggest what-if.
What if you've been able to call in?
Because people have no idea what we were going to discuss.
No, it was going to be great. I heard the pre-show prep.
But now it is lost to history as one of the greatest what-ifs. I mean, act like you.
Yeah.
Act like you missed not, you know, being on the show or something.
Did you see the little bit of saltiness from a recent graduate of Texas Tech, or at least a recent finished up a playing career?
Is this Lady a Raider? Former Lady Raider named Bree Amber Scott?
Yeah.
I just saw that during the break.
Hey, it's true.
Yes.
Nobody's mad that a coach flipped from Texas Tech to West Virginia in the middle of a contract.
Nope.
If a player gets in the portal and goes to West Virginia, they are dead.
Yes.
You're dead to us. You stink.
What happened to Red Raider for life?
You went to Kansas. I hope you tear both your ACLs.
Yeah.
But no, a coach can go wherever they want. And, hey, kudos.
Yeah.
I'm generally of the opinion on both players and coaches. They can go wherever they want. But
well, and that's been the old saw for years and years when it comes to transfers and players, that coaches move around
yeah.
and break contracts and everything else. But if a player dared try to do that.
You got a coach from Baylor.
In
three consecutive off seasons.
Yeah. It's the sanctity of the college game.
Yeah.
Whatever. Texter, biggest difference to me lately with baseball, playing with a lead versus playing from behind. Correct. I can't remember the exact number, but it was like going into the Oklahoma Big 12 series, they were like Tech had played 79 innings, I think it's ballpark, and they'd only led like 10 of those innings. They'd only had a lead in just a fraction of innings played. The last 2 weeks, that's been different.
Yeah, and it was like Gonzaga, Western Illinois, all those teams were scoring first early.
Yeah.
You were having to respond, which you did, obviously. You responded quite a bit and very well, but you've not really gotten off to great starts until this last week and a half.
Yeah. And, again, it takes the pressure off the pitcher. It allows you to feel like not every pitch I throw is the game hanging in the balance here. I'm going to be a little more aggressive. Texter says, I was able to go to both Grand Canyon games, and the night game was memorable. Appreciate the pitching recap. Raiders are finding a Tadlock-guided stride. Indeed, Tadlock's better teams are late April into May.
Are we firing the pitching coach this week, or is that?
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's doing. It's obvious. Hey, guys, quick question from y'all's friend here in Brady. Do you think the Texas Rangers can sustain this type of play all year long? I've got them winning 114.
It's 108. They're on pace for 108.
No, I think they're going to get better. I've got them for 114 right now.
So they won't maintain the pace.
I mean, because they're going to get some guys back here in a few weeks. You got some guys.
Yeah, Josh Young will hit 30 bombs, hit for 300.
Yeah. I mean, if it's not 108, it's a total disappointment at this time, right? Honestly, if this team doesn't win 108, Bruce Bochy can't manage.
What's the realistic? 85?
85 to 89.
89.
89 would be my high end. With this start, I think you can get to 85 now.
I would be ecstatic with 90. Just ecstatic. I would be dancing in the streets if the Rangers won 90 games this year.
No, I don't know that I want to see that.
I would be clothed.
Oh, well, yeah.
But as they dance naked in the
streets. This time you're clothed.
Yeah, this time.
This time.
When Neftali Feliz struck out A-Rod to go to the World Series, I might not have been.
The unshirted bro. Texter, I believe it would have been Bo Jackson. He was great at any sport, was a dedicated athlete. If modern medicine existed back then, he would have set all the records. Yeah, his hip injury, I mean, it wasn't like a knee injury. It wasn't like getting a scope like it is today. It was pretty, it was going to be career-ending probably no matter what era that injury occurred. Certainly from the football standpoint, and then the degenerative nature, even coming back and playing baseball was still pretty amazing. Texter, Collier, a typical OU grad, a no-show, sad.
Just like his idol, Big Game Bob, doesn't show up for the
Dino, him and Bob Stoops. Big moment arrives, got a chance to be on not one, two radio stations, multiple people listening around the globe on the app, all of that there waiting for him. You know what he's doing? He's sitting around a little office directing content of a sporting nature.
Was he talking to Rob Snyder or something?
Yeah, that's probably what it was. Him and Rob were power ranking tacos. Because it's Power Rank Thursday. And that's what you do. Power Rank Thursday is coming up next with the Rob Bro Show in the Arctic Air Studios. Got a couple of special guests, but they're not new to this radio station. It's good to see their faces over there on the other side. This is definitely podcast worthy. Make sure you get this thing podcasted so I can go back and listen to it later. We'll be back with you tonight, daily broadcast around 6:30-ish. Follow us on Twitter at Ryan Hyatt Media. Fun Friday show. For Rob, I'm Ryan. We'll see you Friday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.